Diversity is our frequency. CKW provides community-based programming that reflects and respects.
Tuned in to 95.9 FM CKUW Radio from the University of Winnipeg.
Robinson here with a Christmas edition of Pages Radio for Readers. Thought we'd rocket you into the new year with the Devil's Gallop Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain. Wail it out, boys. Seems like such a pleasant instrument. 2 minutes after four, then. Say, first things first, and that's the weather. And that's currently cloudy and minus 7 here in Winnipeg. The wind chill, minus 11. Outlook for tonight, 40% chance of flurries or ice pellets early. You want to watch for that if you're driving. Low tonight, minus 16. And for Friday, mainly cloudy skies. The high expected to be minus 11. I call that Boxing Day decent. Well, I got a CD that we wanted to play for you over the Christmas, but I've yet to find a machine that will play it. So instead, while I'm doing a little searching, I think we'll hear from Fred Penner from his Christmas Eve. Fred Penner at Christmas time. And I think, what do we have here? Fred working with the Mennonite Children's Choir.
Christmas tree, how faithful are your branches. Oh, Christmas tree, how faithful are your branches. Not only green in summer's heat, but also winter snow and sleet. Oh, Christmas tree, how faithful are your branches. Oh, Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Oh, Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter. Du grüßt die Flut zur Sommerzeit, nein, auch im Winter, wenn es schneit. Oh, Tannenbaum, wie treu sind deine Blätter.
Thank you, Fred, and the Mennonite Children's Choir as well. And I guess we should thank Prince Albert, should we not? He was the one that introduced the Christmas tree, don't you know, back in Victorian times. And yes, and even now, that's why people hide a pickle on the tree. You could look it up at 4 minutes after five. Say, watched A Christmas Carol with Alistair Sim earlier today. Very nice it was. And read Christmas Carol 3 times. This year at Downriver Museum, and enjoyed that, and it went over well. But I've picked up a copy of Bah Humbug, Grumping Through the Season, and it's obviously from A Christmas Carol on the cover. I see Marley's ghost visiting Scrooge here. He's not happy about it. So I thought, every now and then, let's have a different opinion, shall we? And this is from one of my favorite authors, Robertson Davies, who said, early in life, I developed a distaste for the Cratchits that time has not sweetened. I do not think I was an embittered child, but the Cratchits' aggressive worthiness, their bravely born poverty, their exultation over that wretched goose, disgusted me. I particularly disliked Tiny Tim. And when he chirped, "God bless us, everyone," my mental response was akin to Sam Goldwyn's famous phrase, "Include me out." Robertson Davies. Another view? I could never see why people were so happy about Dickens' A Christmas Carol, because I never had any confidence that Scrooge was going to be different the next day, said Dr. Carl Menninger. And I suppose a book, a psychiatrist's world. Well, there are different views. That's what it's all about. What are horse races? 6 minutes after five. I think we should take a quick look at the book pages from Winnipeg Free Press from last Saturday. Because if you were a child and you got money for Christmas, yes? Well, exactly, because the last Saturday's paper, just looking something up here as I do this as well, and that is that the Free Press book page, the big front page, was all for children, if you get my drift. Books still the perfect gift, so if you got money for Christmas or you a book token, etc., an invitation to visit McNally Robinson Booksellers, Harriet Zaidman's done a full 2 pages on children's books, younger readers up to 9 years. I turn the page, and with my little eye, I see older readers, age 9 and up. The other thing about the Free Press book page is I see there's a new Kathy Reich's mystery novel. What is this? Number 24. Julie Kentner reviews Evil Bones, but says Bones of New Brennan thriller falls short of Reich's best. It says, that's the headline. Julie says, Evil Bones remains readable for devoted followers of the series, yet it falls short of Reich's best work. Here's hoping the next outing restores the sharp plotting and satisfying revelations that made Reich's a standout in the genre. Needless to say, you can go looking and try it out for yourself at the through the pages of the Winnipeg Public Library. As well, Anthony Hopkins. What should we call it? Memoir? Personal Milestones? His book is called We Did Okay, Kid. Memoir by Anthony Hopkins and reviewed by Gene Walls, who taught film, retired University of Manitoba film professor. And how many memoirs do you know? The final 33 pages are devoted to the memoirist's favorite poems. Answered, none. Not even those by well-known poets. But this concluding mini-anthology alone indicates that Sir Anthony Hopkins' new book is both extraordinary and eccentric. Well, he played in HBO's Westworld, starred in over 50 movies, 20 major stage plays, Hannibal Lecter, of course, as well. Plus, my review of Terry O'Reilly's book is here in Saturday's Free Press, Against the Grain, Defiant Giants Who Changed the World. And we could use this as we come to the end of the year. No, this isn't about advertising, although that's his field of endeavor, of course. No, this includes 5 different categories and characters he wants to draw attention to, the lives and challenges that he wants to share are drawn from entertainment business, industry, politics, science, medicine, and sports. Pretty much a feel-good, I'd say, when you finish the book. And as I say, it's suitable read for teens as well as adult audience. That title again, Against the Grain, Defiant Giants Who Changed the World. Should be in the library as well. I meant to look that up. Our Pet, Juliet. I think this is the only Christmas song we have by her.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you, be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's that happiest time of the year. Those gay, happy meetings and holiday greetings when loved ones are near. It's that happiest time of the year. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and carolings out in the snow. There'll be fairy ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near.
Richards Orchestra and Juliet, your pet, Juliet. Juliet was the first TV star we had on CBC television. It came from Winnipeg. Moved when she was, I don't know, only 11, 12. She was singing even then, winning contests here at a movie house. It used to have a weekly competition, and Juliet said, I used to win every time. I used to whip my hat off and the little gold locks would flop down over my shoulders. I'd get down on one knee and give him, I don't know, buddy, can you spare a dime? And then she went to Vancouver and became a star there. Then on and on and on to TV. But she never forgot us, you know.
Hello, Winnipeg. I hope you're not freezing. I hope you're nice and cozy. And I love you, and I have wonderful memories of you, and I wish you the merriest, most wonderful of Christmases. And to my Ukrainian friends, Buzhaya Vam Veseli Syat.
Thank you, Juliet. The late Juliet. Hey, I'm looking at Winnipeg Public Library listings for program listings of what's to come, and that's to look forward to. Well, over holidays and time off, well, Dad and Me Story Time is an open event. You can just drop in. Calling all dads, brackets, and brothers, uncles, grandfathers, family, friends. Help build pre-reading skills by sharing stories, singing, having fun together, our special story time to celebrate. I heard Santa getting some young children to sing Jingle Bells the other day. You can still sing, you know, even if you're missing some of your teeth. Tuesday, December 30th, then, coming up, 10:30 to 11 a.m., the Cindy Clausen Program Room. That's the Harvey Smith Library. Straight out Sergeant there, yes. Story time, as I say, and it's an open event, so you can just drop in for that half hour. Teen Board Game Afternoon. Well, drop in to hang out and play some fun board games for ages 13 to 17. When? Tuesday, December 30th, 2 to 5. This is the program room, so it's the second floor of the St. James Assiniboia Library on Portage Avenue. Can't miss it. Right next to the school there. Tuesday, December 30th, 2 to 5. It's an open event. Drop in if you're between the age of 13 and 17 for a teen board game afternoon. You might learn something. You might pick up a game you hadn't heard of before. Possibility, yes. Now, Christmas. Different views of Christmas, because we don't want to be gooey. We are the Pages Radio for Reader show, so I picked out my Fireside Book of Canadian Christmas for you. And, well, there are several, but Robertson Davies, Samuel Marchbanks is in here as well, and Ella Montgomery, but I wanted to share with you Hoodoo McFiggin's Christmas. This Santa Claus business is played out. It's a sneaking underhand method, and the sooner it's exposed, the better. For a parent to get up under cover of the darkness of night and palm off a 10-cent necktie on a boy who'd been expecting a $10 watch, and then say that an angel sent it to him is low. Indeniably low. I had a good opportunity of observing how the thing worked this Christmas in the case of young Hoodoo McFiggin, the son and heir of the McFiggins, at whose house I board. Hoodoo McFiggins is a good boy, a religious boy. He had been given to understand that Santa Claus would bring nothing to his father and mother because grown-up people don't get presents from the angels. So he saved up all his pocket money and bought a box of cigars for his father and a 75-cent diamond brooch for his mother. His own fortunes he left in the hands of the angels, but he prayed. He prayed every night for weeks that Santa Claus would bring him a pair of skates and a puppy dog and an air gun and a bicycle and a Noah's Ark and a sleigh and a drum, altogether about $150 worth of stuff. I went into Hoodoo's room quite early Christmas morning. I had an idea that the scene would be interesting. I woke him up, and he sat up in his bed, his eyes glistening with radiant expectation, began hauling things out of his stocking. The first parcel was bulky. It was done up quite loosely. It had an odd look generally. "Ha-ha!" Hoodoo cried gleefully as he began undoing it. "I'll bet it's the puppy dog, all wrapped up in paper." And was it the puppy dog? No, by no means. It was a pair of nice, strong number 4 boots, laces and all, labeled Hoodoo from Santa Claus. And underneath Santa Claus, it had written 95 nep. The boy's jaw fell with delight. "It's boots," he said, and plunged in his hand again. He began hauling away at another parcel with renewed hope on his face. This time, the thing seemed to be a little round box. Hoodoo tore the paper off with a feverish hand. He shook it. Something rattled inside. "It's a watch and chain. It's a watch and chain," he shouted. Then he pulled the lid off. And was it a watch and chain? No. It was a box of nice, brand-new celluloid collars. A dozen of them, all alike and all his own size. The boy was so pleased you could see his face crack up with pleasure. He waited a few minutes until his intense joy subsided. Then he tried again. This time the package was long and hard. It resisted the touch and had sort of a funnel shape. "It's a toy pistol," said the boy, trembling with excitement. "Gee, I hope there are lots of caps with it. I'll fire some off now and wake up Father." "No, my poor child, you will not wake your father with that. It is a useful thing, but it needs not caps and it fires no bullets. You cannot wake a sleeping man with a toothbrush." Yes, it was a toothbrush. A regular beauty. Pure bone all through and ticketed with a little paper. Hoodoo from Santa Claus. Again, the expression of intense joy passed over the boy's face, and the tears of gratitude started from his eyes. He wiped them away with his toothbrush and passed on. The next packet was much larger and evidently contained something soft and bulky. It had been too long to go into the stocking and was tied outside. "I wonder what this is," Hoodoo mused, half afraid to open it. Then his heart gave a great leap, and he forgot all his other presents in the anticipation of this one. "It's the drum, all wrapped up." Drum nothing. It was pants. A pair of the nicest little short pants, yellowish-brown short pants, with a dear little stripe of color running across both ways. And here again, Santa Claus had written Hoodoo from Santa Claus. 1/4 nep. But there was something wrapped up in it. Oh, yes. There was a pair of braces wrapped up in it. Braces with little steel sliding things so you could slide your pants up to your neck if you wanted to. The boy gave a dry sob of satisfaction. Then he took out his last present. "It's a book," he said as he unwrapped it. "I wonder if it's fairy stories or adventures. Oh, I hope it's adventures. I'll read it all morning." No, Hoodoo, it was not precisely adventures. It was a small family Bible. Hoodoo had now seen all his presents, and he rose and dressed. But he still had the fun of playing with his toys. It is always the chief delight of Christmas morning. First, he played with his toothbrush. Got a whole lot of water and brushed all his teeth with it. That was huge fun. Then he played with his collars. He had no end of fun with them, taking them all out one by one and swearing at them, and then putting them back and swearing at the whole lot together. The next toy was his pants. He had immense fun there, putting them on and taking them off again, and trying to guess which side was which by merely looking at them. After that, he took his book and read some adventures called Genesis till breakfast time. Then he went downstairs and kissed his father and mother. His father was smoking a cigar. His mother had a new brooch on. Hoodoo's face was thoughtful, and a light seemed to have broken in upon his mind. Indeed, I think it altogether likely that next Christmas he'll hang on to his own money and take chances on what the angels bring. Stephen Leacock. little Stephen Leacock for you there. Say, I'm looking at Poem for the Day, forward by Wendy Cope for December 25th. I see, born on this day, Dorothy Wordsworth, the diarist and sister of William Wordsworth, born December 25th, 1771, and a poem by Charles Cosley, who said, I wrote this poem for a private Christmas card at the time of the Cold War, when such phrases as the peaceful use of atomic energy for me rang particularly thin. There is a clear reference to the Christian Feast of the Holy Innocents, 28th December, or Childermas. I also wanted to build a poem which a succession of images dissolved one into another in the manner of a film dissolve, called Innocent Song. Who's that knocking on the window? Who's that standing at the door? What are all those presents lying on the kitchen floor? Who is the smiling stranger with hair as white as gin? What is he doing with the children, and who could have let him in? Why is he rubies on his fingers, a cold, cold crown on his head? Why, when he caws his carol, does the salty snow run red? Why does he ferry my fireside as a spider on a thread, his fingers made of fuses and his tongue of gingerbread? Why does the world before him melt in a million suns? Why do his yellow yearning eyes burn like saffron buns? Watch where he comes walking out of the Christmas flame, dancing, double-talking. Herod is his name. Charles Cosley from Poem for the Day. I think we should have another Christmas carol. I think we should ask the children to pipe a little tune for us.
Thank you.
once in Royal David City. From the Choir of Canterbury Cathedral, carols for today. I'm Ron Robinson. You've been listening to Live Christmas Show for you from CKWFM 95.9. Back Saturday morning, carol. Why don't we do this again next Thursday? I have to look this up. It might even be January the 1st. I'm lost. Leave you with something a little more cheerful that we've been thinking of. And that's the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra has sent me an email saying, how about a live music experience? They're doing a Women's Day tribute to Joni Mitchell. Tickets available for Sunday, March the 8th, 7:30 p.m., Centre Cultural Franco-Manitoba. With vocalists, of course, the likes of Heather Forsyth, Carly Epp, keynote speaker as well. And I'm looking at, after that, Squarewave would like this. An 8-bit big band, WJO meets video games, featuring Ravens by drummer and YouTube sensation Ben Kidd. That's Thursday, April 16th, 7:30 p.m. at the West End Cultural Center. I'd say buy tickets now, and I would double as a New Year's Eve present, yes. Leaving you with something from the Winnipeg Jazz Orchestra, from their suite, SUITE Messiah. This is Joy to the World. We'll be right back.